Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We go now to a big story you may have missed last week. Interest rates were spiking last week. Volatility in short-term and long-term interest rates and oil prices rising to about $68 a barrel today. To try to set this in context for us and to give you an indication of what you should be watching, Javier Blas, commodities correspondent for the Financial Times, joins us from London. Javier, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
It seems to me that if interest rates are spiking and that constrains mortgage rates, that hits demand in a very vulnerable place in the U.S. economy. Also, if oil prices rise, that hits demand and spurs inflation in another vulnerable place in the economy. Is that what we should be watching?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very worrisome, particularly the spike in oil prices in the last 10 days. It's almost $10 up. We are trading very close to $70 already. That means that U.S. drivers are heading for the driving season, the holiday season. We are going to start paying higher prices for the gasoline. That's really bad news for consumer confidence.
Now, forgetting consumer confidence for a moment, looking at really macro demand questions, does this potentially push the global economy into more shrinkage, more of a recession, and that could put worries on in the financial sector?
I think that we are approaching levels where it's going to start getting worrisome, particularly in the U.S. Other places are a bit insulated because this increase in oil prices is coming mostly because of the weakness of the U.S. dollar. So at the end of the day, prices that we pay here in Europe remain to be stable because what we pay more on oil, we are gaining on the currency.
Now, the Chinese seem to be favoring short-term debt over long-term debt in what they're buying from the United States. Can Timothy Geithner change that around and affect oil prices in this meeting in Beijing?
I think that there is a lot of talk about what the Chinese are doing. We are not absolutely 100% sure the Chinese have made that shift. But I think it's critical from this meeting with Geithner and the Chinese that Geithner try to hold the view on the dollar, that the dollar is not gonna continue weakening. If he is not able to do that, we are probably going to see the dollar heading lower and probably to see at the same time higher commodity prices.
And more volatility. Javier Blas, thanks as always for setting that into context. Commodities correspondent for the Financial Times telling you what to watch this week as far as interest rates and oil prices are concerned.